I have a problem, I told Aunt Odalis. I told her about the rapist, the letters, and the thing I found in my car.
Ay, Dios mío! ¡Qué horror, chica!
We have to perform a despojo to seek the intervention of the deities and the dead. No way, I said flatly. No animals, not even a chicken. You'd help me best by telling me what you can about the rapist. Based on what I told her, my aunt concluded that he had evidently taken his problems to his religious advisor, an apparent practitioner of Palo Mayombe, the most malevolent magic. The ritual with the cow's tongue, a high-ticket item, probably cost upwards of $500. With all that magic in his corner, he probably considered himself powerful and omnipotent.
A squabble broke out.
With a quarrel and quibble, snort and grizzle, they argued.
Haley declared, "Mine are the bestest, as I rule as queen of the jungle."
In a snooty, snobby, ever so uppity, hoity-toity voice.
"Rubbish," barked Ben.
After a final glance at the locked and barricaded door, I hurried into the bathroom. There I stripped and removed every trace of blood with a washcloth, all the while keeping my ears cocked for any out-of-the-ordinary sounds from the other room. As clean as I could get without an hour-long shower, I stared at my stained clothes and sighed. I'd have to burn them. Wrapping myself in a towel, I left the bathroom.
I'm Nikki Sacco. Thank you for listening.